Sandy was telling me last night at the Cars and Stars drop, I was giving away those tickets in Scottsville. Well, she didn't tell me. I kind of overheard it. I was walking by, and they were talking about what they sleep in, and they're breaking out their winter pajamas. And she goes, yeah, I've had mine on a week already. And I'm like, oh, pajamas, cool. And I said, you had it on a week already, probably wash time. She goes, no, usually about 17 times I wear my pajamas before I wash them. And I was like, wow, really? 17 times you wear it before you wash it? How about you? How many times you wash, or how many times do you wear your pajamas before you wash them?
Every single time.
One wear and one wash?
Yeah. I've slept in those.
Yeah.
No, they're dirty. You're going to wash them.
Sandy, it's nothing personal. TJ is not targeting you.
I'm not
targeting his own.
I'm going through, you know, I get night sweats or whatever, yeah. But I've always been like that. If I've slept in it, it's dirty. I'm going to wash them every single time.
It's funny because it was like one of the coldest nights last night getting to 30. So I put on some sweatpants and stuff, but then my hot pockets, my dogs are snuggling me. I got up in the middle of the night. I'm shedding clothes. I was hot.
I've got my flannel sheets on and my two comforters. So it's comfy cozy in there no matter what you're sleeping in. But yeah, every single time I have to wash my pajamas.
Hope, how about you? First of all, do you sleep in pajamas?
I do sleep in pajamas.
Okay. And how many times do you wear them before you wash them?
Like 3 times.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm always cold. So I'm not like sweating in them. Like I feel like I'm very in a neutral.
Oh, you're one of those who sleeps like, who doesn't toss or turn and does the bed look exactly like it did when you laid down? Like, I don't know what I do in my sleep.
Are you saying that she princess sleeps on her back and doesn't move? Is that
like
what you're saying?
Like with her arms crossed in front.
No, it's Sleeping Beauty. I'm just laying there waiting. Oh, nobody's coming to wake me up yet? Okay, I guess I'll get up for my alarm clock.
I can't toss and turn. The crown will fall off while I sleep.
Breathe through your mouth, please. Never.
How about you? I mean, is there a certain number? And, you know, to each his own, but 17 seemed a little high for me when they were talking about it. I had to think about it, how many times I've worn mine. And see, I'll mix it up. One night I'll be sweatpants. One night I'll just be in my boxers. One night I'll be in shorts. One night I guess they're pajamas, but it's more the fleece ones that you could wear out.
And PJ
Bottoms. No one even noticed it, to be honest, that they're the dark color. So I mix mine up regularly. I don't wear the same one over and over. So mine's a little more spread out. It doesn't build up like you're saying, the night sweats and stuff.
I am not a princess when I sleep. No shock. I'm like an uncaged animal. The like blankets are everywhere. There's a pillow. I don't know. I lost one of them. Poor Steve's over there like, what? It's crazy.
Poor Steve. It's cuddled up. His back to her. Stop already. Try to sleep. Sandy, last night, she says she wears her pajamas about 17 times before she washes them. TJ, shock face, said, I wash my pajamas every day.
Yeah, every single time I wear them. Take them off in the morning when I wake up, and they go into the hamper. And this texter says, 3 days to a week, but I shower before bed every night. So
to wash their pajamas. Shower. Did you shower at night or in the morning?
Morning.
Shower at night or in the morning?
At night.
Okay. I mix it up. Sometimes at night.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's in the morning. It's one of those things. How? If I'm feeling or smelling like I need, I do it at night. Or if I'm like, okay, and I wake up like, oh, I should have done that last night. And then I'll do it in the morning. So I'm inconsistent. I don't have a set schedule on my showering.
This texter says, pajamas? Who wears PJs? Well, I used to not wear pajamas. I would just go to bed in workout clothes.
Workout? Why were you sleeping in your workout clothes?
Like a clean workout clothes, like a t-shirt and like running shorts.
Oh, okay.
Because they're comfortable. Why is that so weird?
Okay. I thought you were like in there with like your leggings on. Like, so why were you sleeping in those?
Well, because they were comfortable and I didn't want to go through and buy pajamas. But then I read an article that your brain thinks that you're going to work out. So you're not going to sleep as well if you're sleeping in workout clothes. So I got pajamas and now I don't know that I sleep better, but now I have cute pajamas to wear. So
wait a second. On that theory, I should sleep in workout clothes and my body thinks I'm working out. Maybe I'll get a good workout.
I don't
workout.
Think that will burn calories.
You don't? No? The Coffee Club, Luke Combs there. Is he one of your favorite country artists that you'd like to sleep with? Luke Combs. We were just talking about pajamas and washing pajamas. I'm talking about the Luke Combs pajamas, what I'm talking about. You know they exist.
I did not know he had his own custom line of pajamas.
Morgan Wallen has pajamas. Carrie Underwood has pajamas. Dolly Parton has pajamas. So which one of your favorite country artists would you like to sleep with in their pajamas?
I don't know.
I mean, who's your favorite? Brantley Gilbert. Why don't you look if he has pajamas? I just told you that everybody does.
I guarantee they wouldn't have any sleeves.
Right?
They'd be cut off, right?
Have tattoos all over you?
Yeah, be sleeping in his tattoos?
Maybe.
It'd just be, that's exactly.
I didn't check his yet, but I know that's your favorite.
Who? I feel like Lainey Wilson would have some cute, like, bell-bottom pajama pants.
Could be. Pajamas are a hot item for country artists. Fans want to sleep with their favorite country artists. Pajama-wise, hey, get your minds out of the gutter. It's pajama-wise. Guess who your favorite has? And a big selection. Taylor Swift pajamas.
Oh!
Yeah. See? You and Tay-Tay could have a good night's sleep there together. I wonder if you'd be more relaxed sleeping in your favorite country artist's pajamas. I'm thinking maybe Eric Church.
You're going to sleep, like, does it have his face all over it or something?
Most of them do. They have faces.
Okay.
In, you know.
I wonder how Celeste would feel about you wearing Eric Church all over you.
She might appreciate it. She might, wow, the chief's smiling at me. Or at least the pajamas are.
She's not going to wake up scared because so many people are staring at her while she's trying to sleep.
Too many eyes follow me while I'm tossing and turning.
Take those stupid things off.
Seriously, if you never knew country artists had pajamas, look up your favorite one. Because I'm over here just scrolling through it. They all pretty much have them. And that might be a great holiday gift idea.
Oh, there you go.
If you know they're a big fan of such and such, instead of a music download or a vinyl, which is a big collector's thing, what about pajamas? What about it? Give it a try. Which one of your favorite country artists would you want to sleep with? In their pajamas. It's always good to check your smoke detector batteries and change them annually. So carbon monoxide too. Just change the batteries. Some do it at the beginning of spring. We got winter coming up. Some do it at the beginning of the winter. But it's always good to change them. I mean, it could save lives. Here's a story that you got to look twice. Really? A 10-month-old fire station in Germany burned to the ground yesterday. Nobody was hurt. But $24 million gone. It wasn't even a year old, the fire station. And why? Because they did not install smoke detectors. They figured, oh, there's going to be firefighters there. Why do you need smoke detectors? Well, they missed the fire, and it expanded quickly. Gone.
Indeed.
$24 million down the tube. Smoke detectors save lives. I know we have a lot of brave men and women here who are career firefighters, who are volunteers. God bless you all, and thank you for helping us sleep better at night. But imagine that. Because of no smoke detectors, the fire station burned
to
the ground.
Directly, my house caught fire when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I watched it spread fast, and my mom's telling us kids, get out the front door. And it was in the middle of the afternoon, you know? So that's when you're watching it, it still spreads fast. So yeah. I don't know what the logic is behind, oh, well, there's firemen there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need them.
Still spreads fast.
Yeah. Smoke detectors, early detection, could help you extinguish the fire or put it out in some way. Crazy story. I saw that. I'm like, what? Anyway, luckily no lives lost, but there it is. The whole fire station gone, kaput. No more. So please check your batteries. Some do it when it's spring. Some do it. It's winter. It's winter time. This is a good reminder. Check and change your batteries.